This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Life in Australia's second largest city is slowly about to return to normal after more than 3 months under stifling restrictions imposed in response to a second wave of COVID-19 cases. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews announced at a news conference Monday hospitality in Melbourne can reopen, but restrictions on numbers will remain.
I'm very pleased to be able to announce that from 11:59pm, Tuesday the 27th of October, all retail will open. Restaurants, hotels, cafes and bars, they will reopen as well. Indoor, there'll be a maximum of 20 people seated with 10 people per space.
Andrews also said travel restrictions limiting people to no further than 25 kilometres from home will end November 8th, which will allow people in Melbourne to travel to Victoria's rural areas. Health authorities in China's northwestern Xinjiang province have launched a widespread testing effort in Kashgar after 137 new asymptomatic COVID-19 infections were discovered. The new cases were detected after a 17-year-old girl was found to be asymptomatic. The other asymptomatic cases have been traced to a factory where the girl's parents work. Britain's government placed Warrington in northwest England into the highest tier of its COVID alert system Monday, which bans people in the town from socializing with those outside their household and closes many bars and pubs. The German city of Nuremberg has canceled its world-renowned Christmas market over soaring coronavirus cases. Officials said Monday, Mayor Markus Konig said in a statement, quote, "After much deliberation and in order to protect the population, we have come to the conclusion that the Christmas market will not take place this year," end quote. The Christkindlmarkt is one of Germany's biggest and oldest Christmas markets and attracts more than 2 million visitors. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she still wants to work on a coronavirus relief bill in Congress. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
With just over a week to go until the November 3rd election, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's not giving up on passing another coronavirus relief economic package. The Democratic leader, appearing on CNN Sunday, says she sent the Trump administration a list of concerns on Friday and was told she'd have answers today. Before Pelosi spoke, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said the administration has made many offers, but Pelosi, quote, continues to move the goalpost. I'm Shelley Antler.
The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to a seat on the Supreme Court in a vote late Monday. If confirmed, Barrett would be the third justice on the nine-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump and significantly tip its ideological balance toward a 6-3 conservative majority. Republicans hold a 53-47 majority in the Senate, and Senator Susan Collins is the only Republican to indicate she would not vote on Barrett's nomination due to the close proximity to next week's presidential election. Democrats have opposed Barrett's nomination, both objecting to her credentials and to the process of filling the seat of late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in such rapid fashion. Ginsburg died last month. Factory workers chanted slogans, students and pensioners took to the streets, and police detained dozens Monday as the Belarusian opposition sought to ramp up pressure on veteran leader Alexander Lukashenko with a nationwide strike. Lukashenko defied an ultimatum to surrender power by midnight, challenging his opponents to carry out a threat to paralyze the country with strikes nearly 3 months after his disputed election victory unleashed mass protests. If sustained, the strikes could open a new phase in the crisis, testing whether the opposition has the mass support it needs to bring enterprises across the country of 9.5 million people to a halt. The United States said Monday it had conducted an airstrike in central Afghanistan, killing at least five Taliban insurgents. A military spokesperson explained in a tweet, the overnight action was taken to defend Afghan security forces in line with the February deal between the U.S. and the Taliban aimed at ending the nearly two decades of war. The spokesman said, quote, "We reject the allegations of violating the agreement and of killing innocent Afghans," end quote. He was responding to the Taliban, who alleges a U.S. drone strike Sunday evening in, quote, "recurrent violation," end quote, of the agreement killed three children. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.